And what's a word that has sun in it? I got up before.
Before 4 o'clock.
Yeah, or before sun.
What's it? Before sunset, before sunrise.
Okay. And so in the morning it's sunrise, and in the evening it's
set.
Okay. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is?
It's feeding a break off.
Okay. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Thundershower.
What do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
Mantelpiece.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
What? Tell me that again.
Sure. The things that the logs rest on in a fireplace.
Dog iron.
Fine. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
And what about particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers?
Call it pine.
What do you call a great big old piece of furniture that has some drawers in it and maybe a mirror on the front and you can hang clothes up in it?
A chiffonier.
Okay. And what do you call a place where you can hang clothes that's built into the house?
You call it a... I know what you call it. Closet.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house that keep the weather out?
Open side board. Weather board.
Okay. What do you call the place where your husband's sitting right now?
On the porch.
Okay. And what do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof?
You call it a shelter.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where they put the cows before they milk them?
In the shed.
Okay. Well now, let's see. If it doesn't have a roof over it, what would you call it?
Barn.
Well, let's see now. If they drive them up for the, from the pasture up
is to... Is that in the gap?
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Call a fence made out of rocks or stones.
I guess people don't use them around
Gansville? They don't use them. I'm usually in the event, no.
What do you call a large wooden thing that's open at the top and you carry water or milk in it? You know,
A chum, a bucket.
Yeah. Would you still call it a bucket if it was made out of metal, or would you call it something else?
You could call it a chum if it's made out of metal. You can tote them around, or you'd have to sell a bucket or something.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn the water on and off?
Faucet.
And what do you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?
You call it a faucet too.
Okay. And what about if it's out in the yard?
Same thing, you have a faucet out in the yard.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
In a bag.